This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, I've got stitches. I'm laughing so much at us.
What are you laughing at us?
Yes, I'm listening to the podcast.
Oh, we're podcasting, aren't we, Brett?
Absolutely. We've got it down. You can download it from iTunes or directly from joy.org.au.
We are wicked on the web, aren't we?
We are on the pod.
What is podcasting anyway?
Oh, no idea, darling. What is it?
Is it something on your computer or your phone?
I thought it had something to do with peas.
Oh, that's right. Little peas with broken arms. Podcast.
That's it. At the pea hospital.
You got to subscribe to catching up.
Catching up on Joy. But if you like the show so much, you can tune in on Tuesday nights.
Do you think anyone likes the show, Brett?
I think
they do.
I do
worry about that, I don't sweetheart. Think so.
I think people are just being nice.
Yeah, I think so too.
Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up. With your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver, and Jamie Lewis.
How exciting. Back on a Tuesday night. I'm not panelling, so you're going to hear a lot from me tonight.
Oh, terrific.
That's lovely, isn't it, darling? Lovely. We did miss you a little bit last week, didn't we, sweetheart?
Yes.
Dolly will be pushing our buttons tonight.
Oh, pushing my buttons. It's all going in the red at the moment, but that's okay.
We'll figure it out. It's good. Look, it's a good, fantastic show lined up for you this evening. Yes.
I'm very excited by this show
tonight. What are we
doing? Funny ladies.
Oh, that's right.
We've even got a funny lady coming in, Brett.
We do. We have a very special guest star tonight. We have the fabulously funny Anne Edmonds. Mm. She is going to come in. She's doing a show.
She looks cute too, doesn't she?
She is very, very cute.
She's a hottie, so that's nice. Yeah.
She's very cute. She has got a show tomorrow night, and then she goes off to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Wow.
So pretty
She's
exciting
big time.
Good on her. She's a big time for our show. How impressive, Brett. What a pull.
I know.
What a scoop.
Thank God I've known her for years. Jamie, you've got some funny ladies as well tonight, haven't you?
Oh, we're all going to bring our favourite funny lady, I think, to the show and then talk about all of them because there's just so many. Mm. I'm going to be talking about Kathy Burke.
Yes.
We can't forget about the lovely Kath and Kim, maybe a little bit of Abs Fab. There's just oodles and oodles of them.
I'm going to be talking about my favourite, Judith Lucy.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. We're all with me on that one, aren't we?
Dame Jude or Saint Jude, I still don't know. I'm going to be talking about those fantastic ladies from Saturday Night Live, one of my favourite, all-time favourite
awesome
comedy shows from the US.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't sure if we could talk about ladies that were maybe men in a dress. So I've got a reserve of a couple of those in case we knew. Well, because I thought, well, they are ladies.
No, they're not really, darling. Well, no.
Have you
no,
got
no,
Mrs.
Don't.
Brown's
no.
showing in? I'm still not convinced it's that funny.
I was thinking Dame Edna is a lady. Mm. Actually, is a dame.
She's a dame.
So it was a borderline decision on a couple
of
those.
True.
Now, so what we want to hear from you guys is, do you have a favourite female community? Your favourite female funny lady, email us on air@joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, and that's obviously for Australian numbers as well. Jamie?
We have also a prize to give away. Now, it's very exciting. This prize has been... We've been trying to give this prize away
for
4 weeks now.
Yep.
And
it's a good prize as well.
It's a great prize. It's eating out the open weekend, the fifth film in a widely popular series, gay comedy at its best. Ex-lovers Zach and Casey visit a resort with their new beaus. As always, the guys and opportunities are aplenty. It's a fantastic prize. Look, if you're a Joy member and you haven't won anything in the last 2 weeks, you're going to want to hear the secret sound. Now, before we go to the secret sound, I'm just going to let you know that the secret sound is the secret sound from last week because nobody got it. Now, someone did say they thought it sounded like your zipper being done up, and someone did say they said it sounded like a fly getting its legs waxed. It's neither of those. So let's have a little play of
all
that
good
one.
All good little sounds anyway. Oh, here we go.
Now, does that sound familiar again?
It does sound like a bit of a fly.
It does sound like a fly doing
a
zipper up.
It's not a fly.
That's my guess.
I like the sound of it anyway. All right, so that's our mystery sound, isn't it, sweetie? Yes.
So again, if you've got the mystery sound, if you know what it is, email us on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427 joy949.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
And next up on the show, we're going to talk about one of my favourite comedians, and that's Miss Kathy Burt, guys. You know her. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
No.
So the show...
Have you heard of her, Brett?
I have heard of her, and I'm dying to hear this segment. Okay.
Kathy Burt.
So the show that she's most famous for is called Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. It ran from 1999 to 2001, so 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. Now, she's basically playing a bit of an obnoxious, a little bit plump sort of girl... I don't like to use the word fag hag because it's not one of the words I like, but she's a fag hag and she's living with a gay man in a flat, I guess. Downstairs.
A London flat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's actually 69 Paradise Passage is the correct address there, Brett.
Of course it is.
So Linda LaHughes, which is her name, is living in this flat with her gay flatmate, Tom Farrell, who's an aspiring actor, played by Richard Dreyfuss. Look, she thinks she's beautiful. And she may be in the eyes of someone out there.
She's not.
She's a bit of a slapper, not. Is she?
She's less than a slapper.
I think one of her quotes is, "I'm a ginger Jerry all."
A ginger Jerry all.
Yeah, look, it's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. We've got a little piece from that, but before we play it, I'll just set it up a little bit for you. So they're having a little chat. Linda's woken up. They've been out clubbing. They may have got a little bit messy there with the clubbing, and Linda has woken up next to a woman, which is not really her normal gig, yes. Mm. So she's a little bit upset about that.
Right.
So I might play that, Dolls.
Okay, we'll give it a crack. We don't want that one.
That's coming up later. Oh.
Yes.
Here she is. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Slept with a bird, does that make you a lesbian? No. I mean, look at me posters. I love men.
Maybe you're bisexual. Oh, God, nobody's safe.
No such thing as bisexual. It's just greediness.
There's not a soul out there. No one to hear my prayer.
Hey, so there you go. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. She also appeared in a bit of a serious role, Brett, in that film Elizabeth.
Yes.
With Cate Blanchett.
Yes.
And I actually rewatched that last night to see if she could be a serious actor, because she won a BAFTA award for that. And I couldn't take it seriously, but I'm sure if you didn't know her past comedy career, then you would find her a pretty serious actress.
She's done a lot of work with French and Saunders
in
the past. I saw her on the Graham Norton show being interviewed.
I hadn't seen that.
And it was this funny little story that was saying, you know those celebrity magazines where you always see, you can send a picture of the celebrity and you win a prize.
Right.
What she did was, she said, well, I thought, bugger it. So she got her best friend to take a picture of them. They sent it in, and this is how she said, we won a bottle of champagne, £20, lovely.
She hasn't had the easiest life, and I think it's given her a bit of a colourful sort of banter. She was also in a movie called Kevin and Perry Go Large, starring Harry Enfield, where she plays a teenage pubescent boy. They go off to Ibiza and get into a bit of trouble over there.
Yeah, that wasn't for me.
No, you saw that?
No, I didn't like it. Was it Harry Enfield?
Yep.
Yeah, he's hit and miss.
Yeah.
But it's about female.
That's
it's
right,
about the ladies.
About him. Mm. We can't talk about him.
No, well, thank you for that, darling. So that's all about Kathy Burt. So you're going to be refreshing us, Brett, with your favourite comedian. But we have to go to Dalesford just quickly.
Oh, where are you, darling?
I'm over here.
Oh, I think spring has sprung.
I thought I'd yell out just for the fun of it. Funny night tonight, I think, on Catching Up, is it?
Funny girls.
What do you mean spring has sprung? What's that about?
Oh, well, my plants have come out.
Oh, it's nice to come out, isn't it?
I think they're gay.
You think so?
I think so.
How can you tell? Brightly coloured?
Oh, pinks and purples are so lovely out there this time.
Gay,
I think it's spring.
Darling, Catching Up, are we listening to that tonight?
Oh, I suppose we will.
Something about funny girls.
Funny girls aren't funny, are they?
Oh, Lottie, you're the only one that makes me laugh.
Oh, I'm a bitch. I have my moments.
I've only got to look at you and I start laughing.
You are atrociously mean to me, my sweetheart. Mean, mean, mean.
Oh, anyway, shall we turn it on?
Yes.
This is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
What's up next, Brett? Let's chuck you in the deep end there.
I thought we'd be playing a little bit of catching up. What's new with us, Jamie? What's news with you, Dolly?
Oh, darling. I did tell you about my shortbread. Oh, no, I was telling Jamie about making shortbread. Yes, yes. Something very hormonal with my shortbread. Went all crumbly, darling, and I couldn't cope. Oh. And anyway, suffice to say, there was about 10 minutes of lots of swearing. Anyway, that's what I've been doing. But I did hear a little bit about Ab Fab.
Oh, what? Yes.
Ab Fab, in terms of catching up, a British Olympics are doing an Olympic special, and it's going to be this Thursday night.
Ooh,
on the ABC.
Something so, to look out
yes,
for there.
Yes, we should all tune in at 8 o'clock.
Oh, fantastic.
For that one.
I have been a little bit unwell, and I'm on the mend now.
Sorry to hear, yes. Good to hear.
Apparently everyone in Melbourne, or nearly every second person in Melbourne, has been sick or just recovering or just about to get sick, really, because it's that terrible time of year.
Tis the season for the sneezing, Brett, isn't it?
It is.
The time of year.
It is.
It's also a bit nipply out there. Do you ever say that?
Bit nipple.
It is a bit nipply.
Nipply?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory,
I think it
really.
Is as well, Jamie.
Jamie, what have you been up with, darling?
Well, Brett and I have been a little bit busy making Catching Up a podcast, which has been very exciting. So you can follow the links through the joy.org.au website to Catching Up. And then you can follow us on some social media. You can listen to and subscribe to our podcast, Brett.
Well, I was actually just going to say that you can subscribe through either iTunes or come directly onto it. We'd obviously prefer the Joy website because it's so self-explanatory.
Yes.
And as soon as you sign up for one, you subscribe to the rest.
Ooh.
So it's fantastic.
Get a weekly dose of us. And it would just happen overnight.
Oh,
just
who can stand that?
Wake up and we're there on your thing.
Yes, lovely. Now, anyway, I want to talk about my favourite comedian. Ooh. It's my Melbourne comedian, of course, Judith Lucy. Oh. Funny girl Judith Lucy.
Fantastic.
Are you with me, Brett, on that
yes.
one?
Yes.
You're with me then?
Yes.
Love
yeah, her.
You're all with me. Isn't that lovely? And, look, she's born in Perth, so you boys would be able to relate to that.
She was a graduate of Santa Maria College.
That's why she's funny, because you get very bored in Perth. You've got to make your own fun.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I can relate to her because she's approximately the same age, adopted, and I've got a clip from her current show, Nothing Fancy, which is touring nationally. Did you see that, Brett? I think you did.
I recently saw it at Melbourne Comedy Festival, and it was fantastic.
Yes, and this is a little clip from Nothing Fancy where she's talking about two old people having a conversation.
This was an actual conversation I heard taking place between two women in their, I'm guessing, late 70s, early 80s. And the thing to remember is that it took place while time, tick, 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 was passing. You know, I bought one of those soap dispensers the other day and I think it's broken. Tick, 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 tick. Really? Why? Tick, 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 tick. Because when you push down on it, nothing comes out. Tick, 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 tick. Have you tried taking the top off and screwing it back on again? Tick, 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 tick. No. Tick, 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 tick. I tried that once. Tick, 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 tick. Really? Tick, 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 tick. Yes. Tick, 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 tick. Did it work? Tick, 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 tick. No. And if you listen very closely to the tick, tick, if you listen very closely to time, what it's actually trying to say is, you ladies have got 5 years left, tops. A heart attack could take one of you out tonight. Fuck the soap dispenser. You don't have time for this conversation. In fact, fuck soap. You don't have time to wash. Call a hooker and get him to blow crystal meth up your ass now.
Oh, my goodness gracious
oh,
me.
Oh, she doesn't mix her words, does she?
She does not mix her words, and we should have actually said...
there was a few beeps in there.
There were a few beeps,
yeah,
and we do apologise for
okay.
not putting in the... there could be some dirty words coming up.
PG.
It's a bit late for that now,
isn't
it?
I don't if anyone's read the Lucy Family Alphabet, but I'm going to give that a little plug too. Brett has? What do you think of that?
It's hilarious. It's for those of you who haven't read it, yep. It is, she goes through, she has a very peculiar family yes. who, even though they don't know they're very funny, they're hilarious.
Were they Baptists? I think I remember something.
Catholic. So from A is for adoption to Z is for Zorba, this is the full story of Judas' family, shown at their best or at their worst, and every letter in between. Now, Judith Lucy, of course, as we know, has been cracking jokes about her parents for years, but when a birth relative's casual comment implied that she despised them, Judith was shocked and sure she had been talking about Anne and Tony Lucy like they were one-dimensional Irish nutbags who had ruined her life for years, but there was always more to them and her own feelings than that. So Judith decided it was time to write the full story about her parents and her childhood. And if I can just refer you to one little chapter where she talks about her dad, and she talks about her dad a lot. Look, did you find it funny, Brett?
I laughed
just
the whole
quickly.
I laughed the
you
whole way through.
You haven't read it, did
I
you?
Didn't even know it existed. I'm excited.
I'm going to give you this copy to read, sweetheart.
Taking it home.
Because I didn't really find it funny. I found it a little bit sad.
Really?
A wonderful insight, though, into Judith's upbringing in Perth, but a little bit tragic and a little bit sad.
Don't get me wrong. There's some really sad bits, but I suppose especially...
I mean, no wonder she became an alcoholic.
Well, that and she's Irish. Yeah. So, you know, I think it's... look, there are some really sad parts, but what I love about it is how much humour, even though it is quite sad and there are some sad bits, but how funny it is. It is still when she looks back and puts it all into perspective.
Well, she certainly doesn't mince her words, and we love that.
She
I saw a doco that she did where I think she was trying to find the meaning of life or something that, you know, spiritual, and she just went and had lunch with some nuns, which was a beautiful moment for me.
Well,
just
that's on again Thursday too, I think. Thursday. I know. That's got the Judith Lucy spiritual tour, which is also on a Thursday. Can I just say quickly with her one of her chapters is R, and R is for a review, and she talks about her dad coming to one of her shows a couple of hours before she was due to go on and leaving a fax saying, "I found the review. I no longer consider you to be my daughter. Our relationship is at an end." His words virtually ruined her performance, and she forgot her lines and had a panic attack. And then she writes him off saying, "On top of this, if he was experiencing more heart problems, it is also conceivable that his few pleasures of food, alcohol and nicotine are now only making him feel ill. So all round, his middle name was despair. How does this explain acting like a complete bastard to your children when on some level he knew he was on the way out? It doesn't. The guy was just a bit of a...
bleep.
Blank. Blank. Word rhyming with... punt.
Can I say one of my favourite stories is one of the parties that she goes to as a sort of 18-year-old junior student, and she wanted to make a very much a she wanted to be quite cool, but what actually happened was she had too much to drink. She had an accident in her knickers, so what she decided to do instead
in her knickers.
She just took them off and threw them out the toilet.
Perfect. Window. She had a bit of a vomit in the knickers, didn't she?
She did have a vomit in the knickers. The problem was, when they were all leaving the party, because it was an old house, the toilet was facing the front door. So everyone had to walk past these, and she said, they were like bloomers over somebody's rhododendrons. So it's a funny book. If you haven't read it, please read it. It's
and
hilarious.
Please buy it. Please support her. The Lucy Family Alphabet. Anyway, that's my little spiel on Judith Lucy. Mystery sound again?
Mystery sound again, please, Dolly. And mystery...
We missed the mystery sound.
We did.
There you go.
Now, if this is...
one more time, just to annoy you.
Oops, excuse me. If you know the mystery sound, please email us on onair@joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427JOY949. Jamie.
Now, we'd like to give a little shout-out to Julian in St Kilda, who... has actually got the mystery sound, but unfortunately, Julian, you're not a Joy member.
Oh.
So it's fantastic, and we will congratulate you at the end of the show for being correct, but unfortunately not eligible to win the prize.
Can't win it.
I mean, you could always call up and become a member.
Yes, true,
that would
true.
Fix that problem. It would be yours, especially if you called pretty quickly before anyone else got in. But look, that doesn't mean that you also can't try and guess the mystery sound. It is achievable, folks. It is achievable. It is something we all hear.
Hi, this is Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lily Tomlin, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Catching Up, and we have got our special guest star tonight, the lovely, the adorable, the hilarious, and the slightly crazy, Anne Edmonds. Anne.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having me to catch up.
Anytime.
Being slightly crazy definitely helps around here.
Yeah.
So welcome aboard.
That's how I actually met Anne. We've obviously... Bridget, who is Anne's cousin, I've known for Bridget for years, and we've always heard about crazy cousin Anne.
Right.
Until we actually got to meet her. And then, obviously, Anne's had some amazing shows as part of the Comedy Festival here in Melbourne, and she's just about to go to Edinburgh for the Comedy Festival.
Yes, first time. I leave on Saturday, apparently.
Wow.
I ain't packed, but I'm going.
Are you packing or packed?
I packed my dack.
Anne, tell us in three words, describe yourself.
It's a tricky question, isn't it?
Funny, I hope.
Leave the deep end.
Single hot.
Available.
Single hot
Single hot
Single hot
That's like a Buddhist chant.
Single hot toddy.
Hot,
single hot toddy.
I just had a hot toddy, that's why I said that.
Oh, well, that's... That's delightful.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Yes. Tell me, Andor, how did you get started in comedy? How do you stand up there in front of those people and be funny? Because it's terrifying.
It's a silly profession. I actually started up in Darwin. I was living up in Darwin for a couple of years, and I started making sketch comedy up there for the ABC.
Wow.
Yeah, online. So I did a whole lot of character stuff first. That was my first little journey into comedy. And then I came to Melbourne and started doing... the stand-up comedy in all the clubs and stuff, which I love.
How do you go? How do you step from I'm a person that might be funny to being on a stage, and then it is terrifying, isn't it? Like the idea that you're going to be standing there and they're not going to laugh.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did they just laughed? I guess.
I actually got to do it for the very first time with this thing that the Comedy Festival used to run called Geez Louise, which was giving females that want to have a go at comedy at like comfortable. We'd do a workshop and then we could all have a go at doing it.
Okay.
So that gave me I was lucky. And I did a gig at that and I got heaps of laughter. And so I kept going with it. Otherwise, I probably would have never done it, I think. But, yeah, so that was how I got into it.
Part of Anne's work, sorry to talk about you whilst you're here.
Please.
Is Anne is quite musical and she has this fantastic banjolele. And at a few parties, I've seen Anne bring out the banjolele. And strum out a tune.
Do a number.
And it sort of relates to your inspiration of your latest show, doesn't it?
Yeah. My banjo's name is Stephen. That was because that's my name of my show. That sort of relates to me being like on the road a little bit in the last year or so and just me and the banjo on the road. And it started to take on a little personality for me.
You're not really single then if you've got Stephen.
No, well, that's right.
Have you? You've got your banjo relationship there, which is probably more normal than some of the relationships we're having.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, he doesn't talk back, so he's good in that regard.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect.
He's got a case, you can put him away.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Blame my drinking problem on him. So it was Stephen, wasn't me, that trashed
the
hotel.
Stephen got has he got a seat on the plane?
He's coming,
yeah,
yes.
Good.
Stephen's coming and I've got a pianist.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Oh, sorry about that.
What's that?
You know, you are on a gay radio station, so we can talk about that sort of thing, Anne.
That's somebody that plays music.
Pianists are fine.
Really?
Amy Bennett, she's coming too.
And Amy is wonderful the old ivories.
She's wonderful. Mm. And she sits there through every show, 24 in a row, just laughing for some reason. I don't know how she does it. She's amazing. Mm.
Laughing at you, darling, or?
Yeah, laughing.
Well, that's all right. Then,
laughing with me.
Oh, well, with you, not at you.
Stephen got his own seat, or is he going cargo?
No, he's going cargo.
Oh,
yeah.
So you really are wearing the pants in this.
Yeah, I am. Putting him under.
Not even buying him a seat on the plane.
You'd like a Stephen, wouldn't you, Jamie?
Everyone needs a Stephen.
Everyone possibly does. And tell us about what is. Look, I may already know this, but what is your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, there's lots of them, isn't there, Brett? Maybe the time, I smashed the car out the front of McDonald's on McHappy Day, and that's the subject of quite a big song in my show. That was horrendous. What else have I done? You know.
I think...
Who shits in a nightclub?
Yeah. When I... That is quite particular. I'm not sure if we can mention the incidents about, suppose it was my rum.
Suppose it... Oh, yeah, that was my mother. Yeah, sorry. It's a bit being a bit in-jokey here.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so I once got... Yeah, I won't go into it, but in a nightclub I had a nasty incident involving poo.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So that's a good one. Come and see the show if you want to hear about that one. Yeah. Well,
they can't, can they? Because it's sold out.
My fundraiser tomorrow night sold out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So Anne was having a fundraiser tomorrow night at the, I want to say Melbourne Town Hall, but it's not the Melbourne Town Hall.
No, it's Gertrude's Brown Couch on Gertrude Street in Fitzroy. Yes.
But it's a sellout.
It's sold out. Yeah.
You and
Steve. What about you, Brett? Do you get in? Backstage showing?
Oh no, we've had tension here now. We've had drinks post show, which is always fun.
Yes.
Because you're on such a high after doing a show, especially if it goes well. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time. Yeah. Yeah. If not, I don't. I just disappear.
Or just high.
Yeah.
Now, who is your favourite female comedian or funny lady? Because we're talking about funny ladies tonight.
Do I have to pick one? Because
no,
got
you can
so
have 10,
many.
15, 20, 25,
well,
30.
In the stand-up world, obviously you just had Judith Lucy on.
Mm. We talked about her.
I didn't get
her.
To hear it, but she's unbelievable. I saw a show up in Sydney earlier this year. I just love her. She's one of my heroes. But then, of course, there's Fiona O'Loughlin.
Mm.
She's just the best. Yeah. She's amazing.
She's cold.
Then there's Denise Scott. So they're all, you know, they're all the women that have gone before me.
Yeah.
Speaking of poo, Denise Scott does a lovely spot about her dog, doesn't she, having a little accident in the nursing home and not being sure if it was the dog or one of the residents.
Probably.
One of my all-time memories.
She's incredible. She's doing Edinburgh, you know, for the first time ever this year, which is just the best, I think. She's what a hero.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, taking herself over there, putting on a show.
Wow.
24 shows or whatever it is in
anything
a row.
Anything to get away from those mongrel kids, I think.
Yeah, mate.
Now, you probably should pack more than your undies, Dale, because, you know, a Scottish summer is like our winter.
It'll
be about the same temperature, I think.
Well, I've heard it's 18 at the moment. Someone just tweeted me that, so that's not too good, is it?
No.
What are they? That's...
So thermal undies as well as undies.
Yeah, it's not great.
I think we've got a song coming up, Dolly, but before that, Anne, do you want to stick around for a little bit?
Sure, can do.
Fantastic. Awesome.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you like the show, tune in every Tuesday night between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9.
You better think about the sound, hey?
You better think about the mystery sound.
Yeah, come on.
Because there is a DVD of the week / month, because we've had this prize for 4 weeks and we have got to give it away tonight. It's got to go.
It's got to go.
Now, you need to be a Joy member. You need to have not won anything for the last 2 weeks. You can SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. You can phone us at 1300 Joy 949. Not that anyone's answering the phone tonight. Well, we'll try. onair@joy.org.au if you know Brett's giving
Anne,
me a nasty
would you
look.
Mind running out and answering the phone?
Anne will pop out and
bit
get
light
the phone
on here
actually,
at the moment.
We've got Anne, so yeah. Anne can always take, you don't mind taking a couple of calls.
No, that's what I do in my when I can't pay for comment, you know, can't pay for my lifestyle.
Yeah,
back to the admin work.
We should say, poor, our lovely Jerry, that's usually answering our phone calls, is unwell tonight. And we send a big loving hug out to Jerry because we love having him here with us on a Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. Now, Mason, if you're out there, you do need to tell us what the mystery sound is when you send us a text and let us know what you think it is. We're going to play it quickly. Now, I think it's time for a clue.
What's your clue?
The clue is you could use this inside the house, you could use it outside the house. It's quite a
That's
common...
That's not much of a clue.
That narrows it down, doesn't it, Jamie?
This is what I have to work with Jamie like this.
Oh, you could use it anywhere in the world or the universe.
Pretty much.
Or, yes, on the planet, not on the planet.
Or in space. Probably has been used in space, actually.
The lovely Chris from London has SMS'd us. Is it just me or is it the same sound as last week? Yes, Chris.
Yeah, he's on Twitter. He's all over it, isn't he?
Because it hasn't gone off.
Hello, Chris.
And Chris, you've also said, look, the new AbFab is great and we are all hanging out in Australia to see Eddie and Patsy doing the Olympic mile or whatever because it's already been shown in Britain.
He's already seen it.
Thursday on the ABC this week for us.
Gosh, lucky.
What are you going to talk about now? Your favourite comedian, darling?
Look, choosing a favourite comedian is like choosing a favourite child, isn't it? It's too tough, but...
I'm right here.
The one...
Go on, Brit. Go on.
Go on.
Bridget's probably still eating dinner, so she won't hear this, Anne. You know you're my favourite. No, Bridget, you asked as well. Anyway, but look, I think one of the greatest shows, comedy shows coming out of the US since the 70s has been Saturday Night Live. Mm. And you probably can relate to this. Comedy is such a male-dominated industry, yeah? Mm,
certainly is.
And some of the female comedians, some of the ladies of Saturday Night Live have made me laugh over the years. Two especially, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And this is... they've done this great sketch in the last American election. And it was on Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton. And I actually think we've got a clip coming up.
Yes. Yes. You want that now?
Yes, please, darling.
Oh, okay, sweet. Anything you want.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I was so excited when I was told Senator Clinton and I would be addressing you tonight.
And I was told I would be addressing you alone.
We are crossing party lines to address the now very ugly role that sexism is playing in the campaign.
An issue which I am frankly surprised to hear people suddenly care about.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
I don't agree with the Bush doctrine.
I don't know what that
One thing we can agree on is that sexism can never be allowed to permeate an American election.
So please, stop photoshopping my head on sexy bikini pictures.
And stop saying I have cankles.
Reporters and commentators, stop using words that diminish us like pretty, attractive, beautiful,
harpy, shrew, boner shrinker.
No matter your politics, it's time for a woman to make it to the White House.
No, mine!
Oh, look, those girls are so funny. I mean, some of my other favourite girls are Kristen Wiig, who did the great film Bridesmaids, as well as Maya Rudolph
I love Bridesmaids.
Wow, what a corker.
It was a corker.
It was absolutely... It was so hilarious. Mm. And it's such a shame that we don't see more female comics coming up because it is still quite a male-dominated show, but the females in the cast are always brilliant.
In saying that, we've had some amazing comics come out of America. You know, Joan Rivers, there was the Roseanne years, Roseanne Barr.
She was awesome. Or is.
And Tracy Ullman's a bit of a bi-coastal, wasn't she? She went from the UK to America.
Absolutely.
Mm. And what did you think of that? Did you find that funny?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. I don't really understand politics, but... No, I think it was amazing. And it's a shame in Australia we don't, of course, have any sketch comedy shows where there's... They're so lucky in the US to have Saturday Night Live that where they can all...
We could start one tonight.
Yeah, we can.
Up in Dalesford, maybe.
We can, but we have to play a few announcements first.
It's Australia's own New Zealander, Cal Wilson here, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
You've got the free Joy app. You listen to Joy online, in your car and at home too. You just can't get enough of us, and we can't get enough of your support either, which is why you should become a Joy member. Joy receives no regular government funding and relies heavily on sponsorship and memberships to stay on air and keep bringing our community radio all year round. And by becoming a Joy member, you can also win amazing prizes. Get invites to exclusive events and more. There's a single, family, concession and youth memberships available too. So see joy.org.au for more details or call 1300 569 949 to become a member of Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. 1300 Joy 949.
This is Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I'm not a lesbian, but only because nobody's asked me.
Where are you, darling?
Here, 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 here.
Oh, yes,
you don't that well sometimes, do you, darling, hey?
I can't see that well. You know that. Don't make fun of me.
I think you need to change your glasses. Speaking of fun, there's a lot of funny girls around here, isn't there? There's more weirdos in this neighbourhood.
Strange people all around us up here.
Strange neighbourhood. Remember the idiot next door? She's not a funny girl. She's a twit.
She's crazy.
You know, we live in the country. We've got chickens. And guess what? Idiot. They cock-a-doodle-doo.
That's right, and we've got four cocks, and that's a maximum we're allowed under the Daylesford Council city limits.
They won't let us have any more cocks, will they? Which is a good thing, I think.
I find four's a good number.
You know, she drives council bananas complaining about our noisy chooks. I don't complain about that ugly baby of hers,
The baby with two heads. Have you seen it?
Oh, she's hideous. Do you think one of the cocks jumped the fence?
I don't think they can do that, darling.
There's a little bit of Lottie and Dottie in all of us, I think. What do you think, Anne? Yeah,
they sound familiar.
Whatever do you mean? Yes.
Now, are you boys going to let me talk about something that's...
Oh, yes.
You know, that's just like a tornado through the lesbian world at the moment.
Ooh, absolutely.
It's very exciting. It's lip service. Do you know about that, Anne?
No. I'd like to know more.
More's a pity, isn't it, darling? It's a TV episode, a TV series, and, well, lip service has been on everyone's lips, well, us girls, but perhaps not Anne's. It's been a while since L Word, and we're fairly desperate for anything that shows us girls on the screen. Lip service is a Scottish TV series. Oh, this is right up your alley, isn't it? Because you're going there. So you can't understand a word they're saying. But that doesn't matter because there is plenty to look at. And it picks up on the first series exactly at the end of series one, which has Frankie, the thinnest person in Glasgow, and therefore able to pull any woman she wants. Inescapably hung up on Kat, a woman with all the charisma and personality of a shoe. Thankfully, these two fairly boring leads get the boot fairly quickly, which makes way for Lexi, an Aussie girl playing a doctor. At least we can understand her. And more importantly, one of Frankie's exes, Sadie, played by Natasha O'Keefe, who for me is like Marina in the L Word. Absolutely gorgeous, funny in a league of her own. Bonus also that she can act. The boys have just gone to sleep.
can I just say quickly, I watched all L Words.
Yes,
which one was Marina?
Marina
again?
Was the hottie in the first series, right? In the first couple of episodes.
Did she go to Italy first
on
in the
did.
Piece?
She did, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. Alison, Shane were my favourite characters. Right. But getting back to, lip service.
Sounds lovely. I'm listening.
Thank you for that. Anyway, well, look, Sadie is very much like her. And unfortunately, so does a girl that's getting a lot of airtime is nice police officer girlfriend Sam. You know she's reliable because she has a firm jaw and a centre parting so straight you could use it to hang a painting. Boring as a bat, can't act, and awful to look at, but that's okay. That's why we have a remote with a fast forward button. So look, kids, there's plenty to look at. Lovely Scottish backdrop. Not a cheap production, lots of extras and really different scenes, so please, girls, don't burn a copy. If you want a Series 3, for God's sake, pay for Series 2. I'm going to play a bit of from Episode 4. Oh, well, you know, lesbians, cheap. Oh. Where actress Tez and flatmate Aussie doctor Lexi are creating the ideal woman.
No issues with sexuality?
Yes.
Not a control freak?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't with a bloke? Not at war with family, isn't too close to their family, is open to sexual experimentation, doesn't listen to Coldplay 24/7, not so uncomplicated, they're boring.
That's nice mixing.
Where do you even
there,
start to find someone like that?
I can't beautiful. Stand Coldplay.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Alright. Oh, you're back early?
Tell me about it.
Did you want more beers, or...?
Oh, yeah. Actually, do you know what? I think I'm going to hit the hay.
Oh.
Cool. See you guys.
Oh, anyway, that's enough of that. That was pretty boring, really.
No, it sounded fascinating.
It was good, and then we thought...
Oh, no, it was rubbish.
That's the thing.
Can I just say, can you... perhaps Anne can help create the ideal woman for us. And perhaps our people that are listening,
What do you call them? Our listeners.
Listeners.
Listeners. Our friends.
Not viewers, but listeners.
Not viewers, no.
Perhaps they can also help us by emailing or doing
they could,
all
they
that.
They could SMS us on 0427-JOY-949. Yeah. They give us a call on 1300-JOY-949, or they can email us on air at joy.org.au. Very exciting news coming up in the next 9 minutes.
No, I just want to create the ideal woman first.
Oh, no, I was just going to say after that.
God, hurry up.
After that, the mystery sound has been won.
Oh, good.
So
thank goodness for that.
It's been won.
Can I say no hairy armpits and no hairy face for my ideal woman? Does someone want to? Anne, can you expand on that? Your ideal woman?
I didn't know hairy armpits were.
No hairy armpits.
Oh, that's a shame. No.
Not for me, personally.
Funny?
Funny would be
funny.
Good. Yes, funny.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good shoes.
Good shoes is important.
Sensible shoes or heels?
No, no, good ones. Like, what does that mean, darling? Powerful ones, like heels or these
heels.
Boots. Have a look at these.
Boots are made of walking.
That's awesome radio, by the way.
Come on.
Everyone just saw
those
shoes.
Off. These? How about these?
Anne is completely nude in the
what
studio.
What about this woman? How about this? Yeah. I think those are my requirements.
They're good requirements. What about you, Jamie? Have you got some requirements for the ideal woman?
Oh, look, I had an awful quote that said, when a woman asks you her opinion, what she's actually asking for is her opinion in your voice. So I guess someone who has their own opinion would be my ideal woman.
Brett?
Tara Moss.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I love her. I've always loved her.
Is she the model cum writer?
But a very close second. Actually, this is probably...
I'm right here, Brett.
Oh, here we
go. Kate Moss as well. I just think she's fabulous.
Oh, she's thin. She's hot.
Yeah, look, you know, she could eat a curry and a lager.
Have a sandwich. Sandwich.
Yeah,
but she's, I don't know, I've always loved her. And I think we're the same age, roughly, so it could be a bit of narcissism going on.
I can't remember what show
it
was
really?
In.
Wow. I mean, that was... Oh.
Anne, I just remember The Neighbour and The Connection.
Yes.
That's amazing, Brett.
That's awesome.
If you've brought Anne here, she's the banjo player. It just kicked
it just
in there.
It just clicked now.
It just clicked. It is. I am going to play some community service now in a couple of minutes, if that's all right. Or we're going to talk about next week.
No. I actually think, Jamie...
That was a beautiful noise.
I just love the fact that the penny drops now.
Yeah. Know who Anne is. Yeah, no, she's often talked about.
Probably
she's quite a celebrity.
You probably should explain that for the people at home.
But I also told... Dolly tonight.
I know, Brett, I know.
And I did actually say, you've actually got someone in common with her.
Yes, because my cousin is your neighbour.
Yes, I got that. And you're in the banjo player.
It doesn't make me famous.
Well, it is in Pascoe South, sweetheart.
Can I say just quickly, Chris, Chris, we just love you. Why can't you
Chris
live in Melbourne,
London.
Not in London? Dolly, you are the ideal woman.
Oh,
he's good like that, Chris. Why isn't Chris in bed? Hello, Chris.
Because it's about midday in Britain.
Yeah. Are you coming to Edinburgh, Chris? Come on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Put yourself on a train, go to Edinburgh. Jamie, I think you've got the winner for the mystery sound tonight.
Ooh. Okay, so the winner is Jeff, who's a Joy member, and he says, is the mystery noise, and everyone's going to be waiting with bated breath for this because it's been, it's been a long time coming. Is the mystery noise one of those plastic tie things with the little teeth in them that you use to tie up a bag? Well, the correct term is cable tie, but we're going to give it to Jeff for that.
Congratulations, Jeff. Well done.
You have won DVD of the week, Eating Out the Open Weekend.
Eating what? Eating out. Oh, I thought it was a lesbian thing.
No.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Stop it.
Well, guys, this is catching up for this week. We're running out of time. Yes. And I just want to say thank you so much for
coming
in.
Thank you, Anne.
Thanks for having me.
And best of luck.
Yes.
Break a leg. Is it break a leg? Break a leg, yep.
Nipples to the wind, darling. Nipples to the wind.
They will be in Scotland.
That too. Jamie, what's coming up on next week's show?
Oh, look, lots. Before that, Anne, will you come back and see us again?
Oh, of course. Anytime.
And this time we'll give you a bigger spot so you can play the banjo.
Bring Steve in.
I'll give you a list of things I need from the UK too. That's okay.
So it
smokes.
Is it goodbye?
So just for next week, we are doing our favourite things.
Oh, that's right.
So that means everything and anything.
Could be.
So it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from Brett.
It's goodbye from Jamie. It's goodbye from our special guest, Anne Edmonds.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, so sweet.
Hello, we're the Krensky sisters on Joy 94.9. 94.9.
You've been listening to the podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you've enjoyed the show, you can tune in for more fun regularly on a Tuesday night between 9 and 10 p.m. or follow the links at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.